Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
There's nothing quite like a crisp cup of freshly brewed iced tea to take the heat off a hot summer day. Yep, tea is time-tested. Legend has it that in 2737 BC, Chinese Emperor Shen Nung discovered brewing tea quite by accident when sitting in his garden one morning, a single leaf fell into his bowl of hot water. Intrigued by the fragrant aroma, he brewed a cup, and the rest is ancient history. Today, tea is hot. It's used in everything from shampoos to face creams, and health-conscious consumers increasingly reach for cups of tea rich in antioxidants. Giles Hilton knows a lot about tea. He's master tea blender at Wittard of Chelsea, proprietors of tea and a London institution since 1866. Mr. Hilton was in Boston recently for the grand opening of Wittard's first across-the-pond tea blending store. There he talked about the little leaf that's steeped in so much tradition.
I think that the rest of the world thinks that we English simply live on tea. If in doubt, we make a cup of tea. First thing in the morning, cup of tea. Moment of crisis, cup of tea. Relaxation before going to bed, cup of tea. It is definitely in the English culture.
Every nation in creation has its favorite drink. France is famous for its wine, its beer in Germany. Russia goes for vodka. England loves its tea.
So the early English traders in their sailing boats had found China. So the English took Hong Kong Island as their settlements because the Chinese wouldn't let them into mainland China. They traded for anything they could get, be it silk or jewels or tea. The English were trading back into England from the Far East with tea, so we hit the tea culture first. Tea is well known for containing antioxidants. And these antioxidants are their natural ingredients in the tea leaf that is particularly good for the health. And the body can absorb these antioxidants and polyphenols. These antioxidants seem to have an ability, if you like, to almost purify the body a bit. Certainly, tea is a very good digestive. It will help the body not absorb too much fat from fatty foods and help build up that sort of immune system to minor complaints and diseases. When you think of a tea, there are endless choices. It's almost like self-analysis, isn't it? In other words, come on, what do I enjoy in life? Do I want red wine or white wine? We seem able to make that a choice. Do I want a strong tea, a light tea, a herbal tea because I'm thinking of my health?
No, I'd like a pot of tea, please.
Earl Grey or Lapsang Souchong?
No, tea.
It's an interesting question when people say, what is leading interest in different teas? What is increasing the sales in certain areas? The pop culture, so to speak, what is on television, what someone drinks, definitely has an effect because the word of that tea is suddenly in the public mind.
Tea, Earl Grey, hot.
And so, funnily enough, Earl Grey is one of our best sellers, without doubt. There are two aspects, I suppose, to really enjoying tea. One is in the mind, one is in the palate, if you like. So I will prepare a cup of tea without great pretension. I don't have to have china. I don't have to have a beautiful teapot. I just make tea.
The serving of tea to friends is an old and very enjoyable custom, and so it has its traditions.
Sometimes with a pinch of leaves picked up with my fingers, dropped into a cup. So the pleasure is in that flexibility of making tea. Start with fresh, drawn, cold water. Bring it to the boil, however you boil it, doesn't matter. But try to give a tea 2, 3, 4 minutes to brew, to get the flavour out. Leaving the tea in longer overbrews it, and after about 5 minutes, you almost develop a bit of harshness and woodiness, because you've soaked the best essential oils from the tea leaves, and then pour it, almost still bubbling, onto your tea bag or onto the leaves. And the reason is bubbling, it's full of oxygen, full of life, full of brightness, and it has a great effect on the tea. It brings that back to life and brings out the flavour, if efficiently. And then don't waste the leaves. Just top up the kettle again with boiling water or just very hot water. Pour it into your brewed leaves and have a second cup 10 minutes later. No problem at all. We should be being more economical, use less, and get 2 or 3 brews out of it. Tea is probably one of the most natural products in the world. If you actually analyse it, you have picked leaves, rolled them in a large flat roller, broken them up, applied warm air to dry them, and that's it. You've added no preservatives, no flavour additives, nothing whatsoever has been added to that at all. That is actually super. And off you go.
Giles Hilton is master tea blender at Wittard of Chelsea. The British company recently opened its first tea shop in America in the city that's the site of the Boston Tea Party. Living on Earth's Dennis Foley produced our audio profile. To learn more about the art of tea making, visit our website, loe.org.